you're following along, Exodus chapter 3. Hallelujah. And the Lord God is revealing himself to Moses in verse 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. Mm. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Today is Communion Sunday, and in preparation for communion, I want to begin a short series on seeing the Father. Seeing the Father through seven magnificent statements. Seeing the Father through seven magnificent statements. And you say, well, what are those magnificent statements? You might know them as the I am sayings from the Gospel of John. I am. You might know some of them off the top of your head. Somebody just really quickly. What are some of the I am statements? I am the light of the world. What's another one?
I am the good shepherd.
The good shepherd. Anybody else? Come on.
I'm the Lord who healeth thee.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. But out of John, the I am statements.
I am the door.
I am the door, right?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. What else? I am the bread of life, right? So these are great. What, you got another one? I am the Alpha and Omega. That's out of Revelation. But yes, that's still awesome. That means he's the beginning and the end. All right. So we are going to take seven that are mentioned in the Gospel of John over these next several weeks. And we're going to just like look at each one. Today we're going to be partaking of communion. And because we're taking of communion, we're just going to go ahead and take that first I am statement that he makes about being the bread of life. We're going to go ahead and it's John chapter 6. John chapter 6, he speaks of being the bread of life. Now, the context of this particular passage, I think, is important because we need to understand that when he said some of these I am statements, where was he? What was he doing? What was he saying? What were his actions? And so there in John chapter 6, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pick up, this is the account of feeding of 5,000. And in verse 1 of chapter 6, it says, and after these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And then a great multitude followed after him, because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. Now I want you just to kind of think about that just for a moment. And Jesus then went up to the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now it was Passover, a feast of the Jews was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, seeing a great multitude coming toward him, and he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? And so this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Mm. Now, that word test, I think, is an interesting word because it really involves that he's just trying, just like you try metal to make sure metal is a strong metal. He was trying to actually test to see if Philip really got it. Now, God never tests us to do evil. Everybody know that, right? God doesn't tempt you to do evil. It is the enemy who comes and tempts. He's the one who comes and tries to get us off of the things of God. That's why these last several weeks, what have we done? We've talked about what's going on in my head, managing those crazy thoughts, managing those thoughts that don't come from God, that don't line up with the Word of God, and learning to speak with our mouth, learning to actually open our mouth when we are in a situation where we need to hear ourselves speak. We need to hear ourselves speak the Word of God. And so when you are feeling down, when you're feeling a little bit lethargic in the things of God, you need to open your mouth. You need to step out by faith, open your mouth. But here we continue on in this story, and you possibly know this story from being in Sunday school. And it says here, but this he said to him to test him, verse 6, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves, 2 fish, but what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted, so that they were filled. And he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up, and 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men who they had seen the sign that Jesus did, this is truly a prophet who has come into the world. And so when we look at this story, sometimes we might have seen a film or a cartoon growing up. Maybe we heard this Bible story on flannel graph. I'm showing my age. If anybody in here experienced flannel graph before? Okay, I'm not the only one. Okay, I'm glad. Thank you. All right, I appreciate you. But the storytelling of what happened. Now, most scholars believe that 5,000 is a small number, because culturally, they only counted the men. I know, ladies, it was unfair, okay? But culturally, they typically only counted the men. And children and youth, they didn't count you either. So most scholars think that there was probably 30,000 people at this event. And I'm not the only one who's saying that. Okay, that's just research and people who are a lot smarter with lots of alphabets after their name, right? And so they are actually saying that there might have been up to 50,000 people, or 30 to 50 is actually the estimate. And I'm thinking to myself, that's a lot of people. But I think it's interesting that Jesus then goes on to say, in John chapter 6, he actually goes on to tell us that he is the bread of life. Look at verse 22. And on the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except that one which the disciples had entered, Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away. However, the other boats came from Tiberias near the place that they were, and they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. Now, I think this is really, really important, because when we are thinking about taking communion today and partaking of communion, Jesus refers to himself in this same chapter when he says in verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I have said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. So Jesus has done these amazing signs, and now he's telling them, I am the bread of life. So I started meditating on that. And this week, I've just had this in my heart, that bread is a symbol of provision. Every culture has some sort of bread. Every culture has some sort of bread. It may not look like the bread that you eat or that you grew up with, but every single culture has some sort of bread. And here in this culture, Jesus is signifying right near the Passover time, and he says, I am the bread of life. Now, in another story, we know that Jesus actually talked about healing as the children's bread. as the children's bread. And so today, when we partake of communion, I want you to think about bread as a means of life, as a means of sustenance, as a means of provision. And when we partake of the communion elements today, I want you to receive the bread of life. The bread of life, not physical bread, because that's not what Jesus was talking about. He was talking and he was using the feeding of the 5,000 as an illustration to his disciples that he was so much more, that he was their provision. He was their sustenance. He was everything they need. And when you take of communion, I want you to know in that communion table, there's everything you need. If you came in today and you need peace, there is peace at the table. If you came in today and you need wisdom, there's wisdom at the table. If you came in today and you need a financial breakthrough, there's provision of finances at the table of the Lord. If you came in today and you need salvation, you need to come back to God or you need to come to Him, there is salvation for you. He said, I am the bread of life. I'm the bread that gives you sustenance. Over there in the Old Testament, we don't have time to go look at it, but manna was considered bread from heaven. Was it not? When the children of Israel were fed in the desert, not one sick one among them. Did you know that there's healing in the bread? There's healing in the bread. And I'm not talking about the physical wafer you're getting ready to take. I'm talking about the bread of life. Amen. Who gave himself up for us so that we could have healing. We could have life and have it more abundantly. Father, we thank you for the bread of life. And Father, I pray that if there be anybody here today that is away from you, needs to come back to you, needs your help in their relationship with you, Father, I pray that you administer your great grace to them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If that's you and you want to receive Christ or come back to Christ, I want you to raise your hand and say, that's me. Is there anybody at all? You're coming back to Christ or you're coming to Christ for the first time. I want you to raise your hand. Is there anybody at all? Praise God. Let's just pray out loud just in case some of our online friends need to come back to Christ or they need to come to know Christ. Let's just pray this simple prayer out loud. Say, Father God.
Father God.
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart
that Jesus
is the Son of God.
That he died for my sins.
That he was raised from the dead for me. And I receive his forgiveness. In Jesus' name, I call Jesus and confess him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time and you're online with us, please message us. We want to know so we can send you some things and help you in your walk with God. For those that are going to be serving communion at this time, if you would prepare to serve the